الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
My darling Betty, everywhere I go, I am welcomed as a representative of our people. Our struggle is known and respected worldwide. Coincidentally, there are two white men who follow me around wherever I go. I wonder who they're working for. If I was a betting man, I'd say the CIA. What's your guess? Today I arrived in Arabia.
I have never witnessed such sincere hospitality. And true brotherhood as practiced here in the ancient home of Abraham, Muhammad, and the great prophets of the scripture. Today, with thousands of others, I proclaim God's
greatness in the sacred city of Mecca. Wearing the Ihram garb, I made my seven circuits around the Kaaba. I drank from the well of Zemzem. I prayed to Allah from Mount Arafat. It was the only time in my life that I stood before the Creator of all and felt like a complete human being.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa
Now you may be shocked by these words, but I have eaten from the same plate, drunk from the same glass, and prayed to the same God with fellow Muslims whose eyes were blue, whose hair was blonde, and whose skin was the whitest of white. And we were all brothers, truly, people of all colors and races believing in one God, in one humanity. Each hour here in this sacred land enables me to have a greater spiritual insight into what is happening in America. The American Negro can never be blamed for his racial animosities. He's only reacting to 400 years of oppression and discrimination. But as racism leads America up the suicidal path, I do believe that the younger generation will see the handwriting on the wall, and many of them will want to turn to the spiritual path of the truth. The only way left in this world to ward off the disaster that racism must surely lead to. Once before, in prison, the truth came and blinded me. Well, it has happened again. In the past, I've made sweeping indictments of all white people. And these generalizations have caused injuries to some white folks who did not deserve it.
Because of the spiritual rebirth which I was blessed to undergo as a result of my pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, I no longer subscribe to sweeping indictments of one race. I intend to be very careful not to sentence anyone.
Who has not been proven guilty.
I am not a racist, and I do not subscribe to any of the tenets of racism. In all honesty and sincerity,
it can be stated that I wish nothing but freedom, justice, and equality. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people. Now, my first concern, of course, is with the group to which I belong. For we, more than any others, are deprived of our inalienable rights. But I believe the true practice of Islam can remove the cancer of racism from the hearts and the souls of all Americans. And if I can die having brought any light, having exposed any meaningful truth that will help destroy this disease, then all the credit is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And only the mistakes have been mine. Please give all my love to the children. I love you dearly. Sincerely, Al-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Khairul maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin.
Let's begin.
Malcolm, you said on your trip abroad you sensed the feeling of great brotherhood.
Yes, when I was in Mecca, making the pilgrimage, the brotherhood that existed there among all people, all races, all levels of people who had accepted the religion of Islam, what it had done, Islam, for those people, despite their complexion differences. Perhaps if people here in America would try and practice and study the religion of Islam, it might help to erase the plague of racism here. I think Muslims over there look at themselves as human beings, as part of the same human family. Today, my friends are black, red, yellow, brown, and white.